May the Lord help us to commence our services today by singing hymn 320. God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. Hymn 320.
Lord, move in a mysterious way. Let us read together from the Word of God from three portions of Scripture in the prophecy of Isaiah. First of all, Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not, behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as the hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing, and the wilderness. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay, shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring man, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. We now turn to chapter 42, Isaiah 42, in the first 16 verses. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. The bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Thus saith the Lord, thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles, and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the islands. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time hold my peace. I've been still and refrain myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. And now chapter 43 and the first 13 verses. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, and Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us now in prayer. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, once again, thy mercy and kindness and goodness, we say the light and dawn of yet another Sabbath day. And so, Lord, we desire to as it were, enter thy courts, enter thy presence with praise and thanksgiving for thy many mercies and favours and blessings bestowed upon us. Daily our needs are supplied. We have that health and strength, that use of natural faculties, comforts that abound. And dear Lord, and thy mercies to us are new every morning, and great is thy faithfulness. Lord, and we desire then to truly thank thee and praise thee for thy goodness and kindness. Lord, it is true we have so much to mourn over, but dear Lord, we have also so much to be truly thankful for. My Lord, the psalmist said, if the Lord were strict to mark iniquities, O Lord, who should stand? But he also said, but there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. So Lord, as we come to the services of thy house another Sabbath day, may we know and have and find and receive that blessing of God that makes rich, may indeed know that forgiveness that is with thee. That thou wouldest, dear Lord, this day be pleased to convey thy word and speak thy word into our innermost soul. Lord, that our ears may be unstopped, we may hear and hear as for eternity. We may hear to the profit of our souls, and indeed to the honour and glory of thy great and holy name. We do see, Lord, the blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. We do pray, dear Lord, thou hast indeed opened the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us this day. Oh, Lord, we do ask. May be a fulfilment, Lord, of the words we've sung in our opening hymn this morning, that God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. We pray, dear Lord, that thou art help us, Lord, to look up unto thee, to look up unto the hills from whence cometh our help, to be found looking unto Jesus, to be found casting all our care upon him, and to prove that he careth for us. Dear Lord, do hear our prayer, and Lord, and do speak to us. We may hear thy voice, the voice of the beloved Son of God. Dear Lord, as a poor woman heard thy voice, that her sins, which are many, are all forgiven. And Lord, and thou knowest how many assembled this morning want, desire, seek, ask, long to hear those words, the words of eternal life to their poor, never dying souls. Lord, Peter, answering thy question, Lord, whom else, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And Lord, and we come this morning praying, but we too may hear the words of eternal life. Lord, that thou wilt bless our souls then abundantly. We do pray thou help us to truly bow our head before thee. And Lord, confess all our sin and guilt and our shame. Lord, our heads hung down like a bulrush. But dear Lord, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt pardon all, wash all. Oh, daily I'd repent of sin and daily wash in Calvary's blood. And Lord, and we need this, Lord. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt have mercy upon our souls. And Lord, and grant us that true, gracious gift of godly sorrow and repentance. And indeed, that repentance that needs not to be repented of. We ask, Lord, that thou help us then and be with us now and undertake for us, Lord, we do beseech thee. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember Lord, the little cause of truth that's wavy. We pray for them. We lay them before thee. We bring them before thee. Lord, there's the dear little ones, the babes, there's the children, there's the young friends. Lord, we pray thou wilt surround them with thy love and thy mercy. Be very gracious unto them, blessedly help them, and be near them, Lord. We do seek, Lord, thy blessing to rest upon them. We do pray, dear Lord, that thou graciously bless their souls, oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, that thou wilt bless them indeed. Lord, and we pray that go before them in life's pathway and the untrodden steps. Lord, they with us that walk in some solemn, sad times, Lord. As this virus, Lord, that's restricted all our movements. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou help the dear children. They're having to be taught at home. We pray the parents be helped in doing this. Lord, there are some, Lord, maybe they've been, or maybe should have been taking exams, Lord, and now they know not what may be the outcome. We pray, dear Lord, that thou be very near unto them. And oh, they may prove thy good hand, thy mercy, thy love. And pray, dear Lord, that they may be helped, Lord, to commit these things and into thy hand, so that they prove that thou art a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. And Lord, that they may be brought thus into a concern about their souls. Lord, do graciously bless. We pray for the parents, Lord, in this difficult time. We ask thee, Lord, to be near them, undertake for them, bless them, and be very gracious. We do think of our friends at Old Office there. We ask thee to remember them and bless them, Lord, and make them a blessing, Lord, and to help them to commit all their cares and burdens, responsibilities into thy hand. Pray for thy servants, they minister to thy people. Remember them, oh, they may know and have a gracious anointing. The anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, endued with power from on high. Hear prayer, Lord, for those, Lord, in some, Lord, of thy people here and there, Lord, we think of in bereavement's path, comfort their heart. We think, Lord, of three families in particular, the Bailey family, the Stevens family, and, dear Lord, the Burgess family. We pray, Lord, that thou remember them and undertake for them, Lord. Blessedly help them, and doubtless there are many others. Ah, there's many of our fellow countrymen also that mourn the loss of dear ones at the present time. We pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt sanctify these things unto us as a nation. And then, dear Lord, there's thy people. There's some of them, Lord, they're in. Some, sadly, Lord, are afflicted in their mind. We pray for them, Lord, that appear to them and bless them and restore them to health and strength. Others, Lord, may be receiving treatment for illness. Others, Lord, may be undergoing a surgeon's hand. Lord, do be gracious, do be near. Lord, do blessedly help. And if there are any of thy people, Lord, that are down with COVID-19, we pray, Lord, that thou put thy hand upon them. We know at least of one, but there may be more. Lord, we do ask, Lord, that thou bless. And do raise up, do restore. Lord, do help us. All these things, Lord, have come upon us. Lord, so unexpectedly. And dear Lord, we never look for it. We wasn't expecting it, Lord, but suddenly it is upon us. And it's found throughout the earth. And dear Lord, we read in thy word that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Our Lord, as we read those words there in the gospel, the Lord himself knew what he would do. And thou knowest now what thou art doing. And we do pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt sanctify these things, Lord, to thy people and indeed to the people of this land and throughout the world. Oh, there may be a turn into God and to godliness. We understand, Lord, that there's been a higher demand for Bibles. We do pray that they may be read. And we pray, dear Lord, that it may be the power and the unction of thy Holy Spirit. Oh, as one and another, strangers to the word of God, as they open it, oh, they may see wondrous things out of thy law. They may be brought to see and know and realize that thou art a God that delights in mercy, and a God that passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, a God who delights in mercy. Then, dear Lord, do hear prayer for our fellow countrymen, we pray, and do be with us. We pray, dear Lord, that I remember all our nation, our government and rulers. Oh, Lord, as they govern us, help them, Lord, in the major decisions that they have to make. Be their guide, we pray. Hear the prayers of thy people on their behalf, Lord, that they may come to the right decisions. Lord, do guide, we pray. Do blessedly help. We do pray, Lord, that thou remember then each and all that we commend to thee. Lord, as others, Lord, that may feel, Lord, that they're left out of the prayers. Lord, may they feel and know that they're not left out, that they're not forgotten of thee, that thou art too wise to err and oh, too good to be unkind. Lord, make a way. Lord, provide. May thy goodness pass before one another, we pray, we beg thee. And Lord, and do then be very gracious to us now. Lord, we need thee. We need thy help. Lord, we're only a poor, sinful man, and Lord, and a bad one at that. Lord, but we beg, Lord Jesus, thou wilt come now, and in thy mercy fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake. Open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. We plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us continue by singing hymn 509. Come, come, my soul, with boldness come unto the throne of grace. There Jesus sits to answer prayer and shows a smiling face. Hymn 509.
Oh,
In dependence upon the Lord for all needed help, I would ask your very prayerful attention again to Isaiah chapter 41. And this morning we read verses 18, 19, and 20. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 18, 19, and 20. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittar tree, and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Isaiah 41 verse 18 and the two following. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittar tree and the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this, and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. To those that were with us on Friday evening, we'll remember that we attempted to speak from the 17th verse here, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Well, this text here this morning continues and follows on from this 17th verse. But you notice it's these poor and needy ones that seek water. Oh, you know this, oh, the Lord says, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. I don't know why I've started like this, but those that seek me early shall. There is no if, but, or maybe. These are not my words. These are the words of the Lord of life and glory. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Why are we sometimes singing that hymn, tarry's leisure then? Wait the appointed hour, wait to the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. His own, he will, yes, he tarries off to men of faith, but he comes at evening late, but he'll come. Yes, you sang in the opening end, God moved a mysterious way. Yes, blind unbelief is sure to err, scan his work in vain, but God is his own interpreter, and he will make it plain. Oh, yes. And there are many blessings pronounced in the word of God to seeking souls. Why, there's one that comes to mind here is found in Psalm 111. And the dear psalmist says here, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. Are you seeking out those works of the Lord, the works of sovereign grace, the works of love and mercy to your poor, never-dying soul, the works of Jesus, of his accomplishment, of salvation on Calvary's cross, and you want to know it was for you. Oh, for me. Why me? Why me? Lord, tell me, make me feel it, that I am thine, forever thine. So, well, then, just a few thoughts there. To maybe some seeking soul. Yes. Oh, souls. Yes. That the Lord loves those that seek him. Don't forget that. And don't let the devil tell you otherwise. When the poor and needy seek water. But then let us come to this 18th verse. The Lord might be pleased to help us. I will open rivers in high places. I will open. This may be a word to, I think of this, of some of you dear younger friends there. Why, I know not, but no doubt that some of you would have been, should have been taking exams, and you're not taking them. You don't know what's going to happen. Your work through the year is going to be marked accordingly. And on those mock examinations, yes. But, you know, the Lord says, I will open. And you want something to open for you. And it may be some place in university. Well, you know, there's a word back here in the prophecy of Isaiah, the 22nd chapter, and indeed the 22nd verse. The key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. He shall open, and none shall shut, and shall shut, and none shall open. These are the first part of this word. So he shall open. Yes. Again, go back to that first hymn. Yes, that God moves in mysterious ways, wonders to perform. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. Yes, his purposes will ripen fast, unfold in every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet will be the flower. You know, there was one dear son of God, now in glory, he used to say, the blood may have a bitter taste. The bud does have a bitter taste. The bud will have a bitter taste. But sweet will be the flower. Yes, dears, yes, blind unbelief is sure to hurt. Dears, the Lord opens. And none can shut. Oh, what a mercy that is. Well, it may be to somebody else in some providential path. Yes, the Lord opens and none can shut. Oh, and sometimes, yes, we've seen this. Oh, and sometimes, and you've seen it the other way round, where the Lord shuts and none can open. Yes, I will open. But then there's another thought that comes to one's mind. Why? And it's found there in the Psalms, and it's Psalm 81. And it reads, that I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And it says, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Now, that may be something to someone as well. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Yes, yes, oh, the Lord makes a way. Yes, blessed be his glorious name. You may feel it. Well, I don't know what to say. The Lord's word is, open thy mouth wide. And he says, I will fill it. And he brings back to your remembrance. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God hath led thee these 40 years in the wilderness. What for? To humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou serve the Lord or no. And yes, and as I think of the congregation there at Swayze, I can think of a few. Yes, that maybe that is literally true. 40 years in the wilderness. When the Lord first began with you. Yes, dears, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. It's casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. It's commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Oh, open thy mouth wide. Yes, so the Lord says here then, I will open. I will open. Yes. So it is, oh, may you open to his honor and glory and praise. Then will I tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found. You know, this is parallel to what I'm talking about, but, you know, Jeremiah, when he was preaching, he said he would preach no more. He would speak no more. But he found that the Lord's word was burning within him. And he had to speak. Well, may that be so with you, dear soul. And the Lord's name. And the Lord's name will have all the honor, glory, and all the praise. Yes, and thou shalt remember. Yes, dear soul, those little things, those little incidences in your life, those circumstances, and yet, dear soul, oh, how they bring forth praise unto the Lord's great name. Well, yes, I will open. I will open. Well, the dear prophet here speaks about this. I will open rivers in high places. Yes, I will open rivers in high places. You see, what is referred to here is the spiritual rivers. Oh, and it is, this is, as it were, the symbol, put it like this, the symbol of divine blessing. Yes, oh, yes, some token for God, some token of his special love. Oh, I will open rivers in high places. Yes, oh, how the Lord does indeed open rivers in high places. Oh, this all of you got a few of these spots and these places where the Lord mercifully appears for your poor never dying soul. You know, in the book of the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 47, it reads there about the waters that were found coming forth. Let me just turn to it here. Chapter 47 of Ezekiel. Why is what dear Ezekiel saw? He brought me again to the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. Therefore, the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house to the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward. He led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran waters out, what ran waters on the right side. Yes, and these waters, you see, they came out. And he speaks, first of all, the waters to the ankles. Yes. Those beginnings of the work of God's grace. He measures another 1,000 and the waters of to the knees. Oh, as we go deeper into, as the Lord leads us deeper into the truth as it is in Jesus. Oh, and the trials and the path that he has chosen, ordained for us. Ah, yes. And then the waters, they come to the loins. And afterward, he measures another 1,000. And he says, I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. Oh, friends, yes, waters to swim in. The blessed eternal love of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And I'm turning here to hymn number 996. While the dear saints of God below travel this vale of sin and woe, there is a river through the road makes glad the city of our God. This river is his heavenly love, proceeding from the throne above, and all its streams which here offend with comfort, joy, and peace abound. Why, yes, and what did we read just now there in that 35th chapter of Isaiah? Why, and there was this, and in the wilderness your waters break out and streams in the desert. Yes, it all is loving kindness. There's his love, his loving kindness. Yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. And perhaps you think as I'm speaking now, oh, his loving kindness, you perhaps you think of him, the number 9. Oh, and dear soul, and is this not his loving kindness? He saw me ruined in the fall, yet loved me notwithstanding all. He saved me from my lost estate, his loving kindness. Oh, how great. You know, a soul, one near and dear to me, yes, by the tides of nature, my father, on his deathbed. Why, he said this, and he said, and you please put this on my tombstone. Why me, O blessed God, why such a wretched I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free. Oh, friends, yes, being snatched as a brand from the burning. Yes, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Yes, dear soul, there's this water. Ah, yes, behold. The Lord says to us here then, I will open rivers in high places. I will open rivers in high places. Dear soul, yes, you see, there's no drought. And what did the dear Lord Jesus Christ say? And him there's a thirst, let him come. Ah, yes, there in John chapter 7, the dear Lord Jesus quoted these words, did he not, about the people of God, those that are thirsty. Why, he opened his mouth. If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. If any man, dear soul, there's no qualification needed. If any man, yes, the vile, the base, the poor dependent of his grace, sinners that the deepest die, that those that feel the worst feel to be so wretched, so lost, so undone, so unlike the Lord's dear people. If any man. Oh, dear soul, the Lord loves his people, great and small and grasping hard, embraces all and nor with a soul part, if any man. Why, and you cannot help but think of what the dear Apostle John records here in Genesis, Revelation rather, chapter 22, the last chapter. Why, and it all, and almost here, the last There's this blessed, glorious invitation. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that's athirst come. Yes, dear soul. And now there's something for you as well. And whosoever will. And whosoever will. Let him come. Let him take of the water of life freely. It's all. You see, it is all. It's Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He came to save sinners. And he doesn't, hasn't, and will not change his mind. He loves them. Yes. He doesn't love their sin, yours yet mine. That's, I'm sure. But oh, what a mercy it is, all, if he should love your poor, never dying soul and thus stand in your place, room, and stead and pay the price of the redemption of your soul with his own heart's blood, yes, on Calvary's cross. Yes, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valley. It all, then the Lord says this, I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will make. There's four or five I wills in these two verses. But there's this one here. I will make. Ah, rinse. And yes, and the Lord. Why, I go back to the one you find in the book of Exodus. It's chapter 33. And dear Moses there. Why, yes, the children of Israel. Chapter 32, they've sinned grievously. They've made a golden calf. And the Lord tells Moses to go, yes, and lead the people into the promised land. But he says, you have not told me who that thou wilt send with me. And our dear Moses pleads with the Lord. Oh, yes, he pleads with him there. And he says to the Lord, let's just turn it to make sure it's quoted correctly here. And Exodus 33, and the Lord said this, or rather Moses said this. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider this nation is thy people. And the Lord answered him, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Oh, friends, is that something for someone this morning? A sweet, blessed word. My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said, Moses' answer to that was, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. Well, the conversation goes on between Moses and the Lord. For wherein shall it be known? Here, that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight, is it not that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people of the earth? Oh, yes. And the Lord said, I will do this thing also thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And Moses said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And this was the Lord's answer. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Yes. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. Oh, friends, yes, I will make all my goodness. Perhaps there's some poor guilty soul listening this morning that says, yes, but I'm so guilty. I've got so much sin and so much iniquity and so many transgressions. And my sins are enormous. I've got catalogue upon catalogue of sin and transgression. Well, dear soul, what's this word then? I will make all my goodness. Yeah. I will make, referring then to Exodus 33, I will make all my goodness. These old, you turn over in the Word of God and you come here to this that we find here in the book of Paul's letter to the Romans. And why? And he says to us here in the second chapter, why? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. You got it, dear soul? The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. What a blessing that is. I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Yes, oh, see a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul, encouraged by thy work, at mercy's footstool would remain, and there would look and look again. You know, that hymn I've just quoted, 1056, well, that's regarding dear Jonah. Where was he? In the whale's belly. That's where he was. And he humbles himself. He's been very rebellious up to now. But he humbles himself. And he says, and I will look once more toward thy holy temple. Salvation is the Lord. Yes, and out of goodness, the Lord delivered him. And say, my soul, why not for thee? Yes, it's all. It make all thy goodness, the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. You know, you think of Peter for a moment. Why? Poor Peter, yes, is sadly been left to deny his Lord and his Master, and that three times, and that with oaths and curses. But you see, when the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, there was no word spoken. It was a look. Yes. It was a look that convinced dear Peter of his sin. Oh, and you say, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. And Peter wasn't long before he got on his knees. He said, oh, you got on your knees? Do you get on your knees, dear soul, beside your bed at night? Oh, here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pay mine eyes. Well, what does the Lord say about his people? By here in the last chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, yes, the Lord says this. But to this man will I look. And that, of course, includes all women as well. So if there's a poor woman there this morning, to this man, to this woman will I look, even to him, to her, that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. And his soul, and you tremble at his word, do you not? Oh, yes. Yes, are you reminded of this? The wages of sin is death. But let me this, I'll remind you of this, that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I make all my goodness pass before thee. Ah, yes, dear, ah, when the Lord draws near and abundantly blesses your soul. Why, there's dear Mary Magdalene. Now, the Word of God tells us that she had seven evil spirits. All we're told is that the Lord cast out these seven evil spirits. Doesn't tell us when, where, how, but he tells that he cast them out. I can tell you why he cast them out. Because he got an eternal love to her poor, never-dying soul. And he would snatch her as a brand from the burning. And his soul. And he's still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. I will make all my goodness pass before thee. Ah, yes, dear Arlen. Yes, then this goodness as well, whereby it causes you and I to hear the word of his grace. Let's turn over a chapter or two here. And what do we find here? In chapter 56, 55 rather, the prophecy of Isaiah. And bear with this poor sinner, yes, that feels so wretched, so undone, so lost. Yes, and you want to experience the goodness of God, do you not, dear? Well, yeah, to this man will I look. Well, what does the Lord say here? Yes. Is a word of encouragement to you again, dear soul. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. And he says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Yes, tears are. Why, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage, who retains not his anger forever, because he delights in mercy? I will make. One thinks of another precious word. And you find this in Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 3. A solemn chapter it is, but in the midst of the chapter, there's this word. I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir. I will make a man. Well, this man has got to be none other than the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. More precious than fine gold, even the golden wedge of Ophir. What the prophet there refers to is there was a wedge of gold that was brought when Solomon was building the temple, and it weighed a few hundred weight. Oh, it was very, very valuable. But you see, there's a man that is far more precious than all the gold and all the silver. All the gold, all the money in the Bank of England, as if there is any at the moment. But that's another point. But friend, why? But it's a man more precious than fine gold. Peter says, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. is all. Do you believe that there's a man, Christ Jesus? Oh, is he precious to your poor, never-dying soul? Oh, yes, let me repeat again that word, that verse rather we quoted on Friday evening. What is it? Gracious Lord, incline thine ear, and my request vouchsafe to hear. Hear my never-ceasing cry, give me Christ, or else I die. Yeah. Yes, dear soul, hymn 771 comes to one's mind. That the dear hymn writer there, what is it he says to us? To know my Jesus crucified. By far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss, and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things near to my soul true pleasure brings. No peace but in the Son of God. No joy but through his pardoned blood. Yes, I will make a man more precious than fine gold. You know, the dear Lord Jesus, he asked his disciples this question. Many had gone back. They would walk no more with him. And he asked these disciples, will ye also go away? Peter's answer was, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And it's those words that he wanted to hear. It's those words you and I want to hear, is it not, dear soul? For the Lord to say, I am thy salvation, that I've loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Yes, so you may join in the hymn writers. Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Yes, I will make. Yes, I will make. Yeah. Oh, friends, how the Lord makes. Yes. You know, again, I don't know what one and another might be walking in, maybe in a providential way. Dear soul, have you got some problems? Some problems in life's pathway? What does the Lord say to the likes of you and I in our problems and our difficulties? Isaiah 45. Yeah, just over the page. Yeah. I will go before thee and make the crooked thing, the crooked places straight. And I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Yes, yes, I'll. And he is able. He is able to make the crooked places straight and the rough places plain. Yes. Yes. You see, he made a way, did he not? Yes. For his dear people to pass through the river over the Red Sea, did he not? Yes. I will make. They had some crooked things there, did they not? They had some impossibilities. Have you got an impossibility this morning, dear soul? But, dear soul, is there anything too hard for the Lord? The answer, dear soul, of faith is no, there is nothing. But, oh, for this God-given faith to believe that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. I will make. Yeah. I will make. Yeah. See this whole, it makes his goodness pass. Yeah. Go back to Isaiah 42 where we read. What does he say there? I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I lead them in paths that they had not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. See, again, you see, are these crooked things. These crooked things. Yes. And, you know, but these crooked things, what do they do? You know, it's been said to me in the past that a bundle of sticks. But if you've got a bundle of sticks and they're all dead straight, you can't tie them together. You need a crooked one in the midst of it all. Yeah. Oh, and then you can tie them together and they don't fall out. Ah, yes. Afflictions make us see what else would escape our sight. How very foul and dim are we, and him how pure and bright. Yeah. This is all he does. He makes a man more precious than God. Ah, and there's this point as well, isn't there? Why? And it's there in Isaiah. I think it is in Isaiah 55. But it speaks, my friends, of making a covenant. Yes. Yes, incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of God. And I will make. Is all, yes. And when God makes a covenant, is all that covenant will stand. Exceeding great and precious promises are his, and he bestows them in and unto his dear people. Yes, I will make. Yes, dears, he's able to make a way then. He's able to make a way. Dears, do you want a way made for you, dears? You know, I will be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. Yes, you inquire the Lord, dear soul, for him to do it for you. I will make. Yes. You see, the Lord says in another place, about I will make all my mountains away. Or I will make all my mountains away. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. Well, we haven't got too far in these three verses, have we, this morning? I will open rivers in high places, fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make. I will make. Yes, he'll make his goodness. He makes a man more precious. And he makes a way where there is no way. I leave the few thoughts. Lord, help us this evening. Amen.
The collections received during the past week for the FGA for their urgent appeal for the distress caused in various countries by the coronavirus amounts to £4,735, for which we are truly thankful. And if anybody would still like to contribute, please let me know tomorrow morning, as I will hope to send it off to them later in the day. And God willing, Mr. Field will hope to address the children on Zoom this afternoon at 2:30 and preach again this evening at 6:30. And on Monday evening, there'll be a prayer meeting with an address by Mr. Pickett at 7:00. And on Tuesday evening, Mr. Timothy Parrish is expected to preach as Mr. Sayers is unable, again at 7:00. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Roland Wheatley is expected to preach at 10:30 and 6:30. He also hopes to address the Sunday school, God willing. And now, as the government has now announced that churches may be open for private prayer, the chapel will be opened this afternoon between 3 and 4 o'clock, and on Thursday evening between 7 and 8 o'clock. There will be no services, but any are pleased to go into the chapel for prayer and meditation. May the Lord help us. May we now conclude by singing hymn 1068. 1068. Jesus, full of all compassion, hear thy humble suppliant's cry. Let me know thy great salvation. See, I languish, faint, and die. Hymn 1068.
Dear Lord, we do pray now thy blessing to rest upon thy word. And we do ask, Lord, thy help again this evening. And help, Lord, this afternoon with the children. And oh, we pray, dear Lord, thy blessing to rest upon the services of thy house this day. Meet with us. Now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.